In this gospel snippet, I want to deal with a startling text. When I say deal, I'm just going to spend a few minutes on it, but I hope what I say will punch above its weight, because the text, though it's small, is a very weighty text indeed. Indeed, it's a startling text. Let me give you the title of this gospel snippet. The truth is not enough. Now that should be startling. The truth is not enough. It's not enough just to preach the truth. It's not enough to present men with the truth of the gospel. However can I say that? Well, listen to the words of my text, John chapter 8, verse 45. Here is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to the Jews, religious men, sincere men, men of the temple, men of the law, men of the scriptures. This is what he says to them. I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. No, that's not what he says. He says, because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. It's not simply that you do not believe. It is because I tell you the truth. The truth itself provokes you to reject me. John chapter 8, verse 45. This is a startling text. It's not just that these men cannot receive the truth, cannot understand the truth. You get that in verse 43. My language is not clear to you. Why is this? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You can't grasp it. Okay. But that's not all here. John 8:45. The truth itself, because I preach you the truth, because I tell you the truth, you will not, you cannot believe me. And my version has an exclamation mark there, which is justified. There is no punctuation in the original, of course. It's a much later invention. But that's the sense of this. This is the startling nature of it. What is Christ saying about these Jews? He's not simply saying that their mind cannot grasp it. He is saying their hearts do not want it. And when the truth is presented to them, they reject it because they hate the truth. This is what he is saying. Indeed, Paul in Romans chapter 8 and verse 7 will say that very thing. The natural man hates the things of the Spirit, hates the gospel, hates the law, hates the word of God, hates Christ, hates the gospel. You cannot, because you will not. Now, this is essential for us to understand. As a preacher, I must understand that is what I'm dealing with when I address the gospel to unbelievers. It's not simply that men and women cannot understand. They do not want to understand. And the very truth provokes them against Christ. The gospel has this power in itself. Men hate the truth. Christ says it repeatedly throughout the gospels. He found it himself and he said, if they've hated me and rejected me, they'll do the same to you. Preachers need to remember this. And we need, brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to make this clear in our gospel preaching, that men are not just neutral, unbiased, wet clay upon which we can write the truth. No. The fact is, they are biased against God, against the gospel, against Christ. And as Paul uses that word, hate, they hate the gospel. It's foolishness to them, 1 Corinthians 2:14, but it's worse. Men hate it and Christ. Well, a question naturally arises. However, then, can anybody be saved? Well, he needs a new heart. He must be regenerated. And Christ has already dealt with that in John chapter 3, verses 3 to 8. You must be born again, he says to another religious Jew. He says to him, you must be born again. Unless you're born again of God's Spirit from on high, given a new heart, a new mind, a new will, a new disposition, a love for me, repentance and faith, unless you are born again and given life like that, you will never see, you will never enter the kingdom, because you will never have that bias against me, that hatred of me removed. This is what we need to remember. When we preach the gospel to unbelievers, this is what we are dealing with, and we need to make it clear to unbelievers that they must be born again. The truth is not enough. And if I'm addressing any unbeliever now, my friend, it's not just simply a question of understanding, it's a question of heart. You do not want Christ. You will not have him. We will not have this man to reign over us. We do not want him. We refuse him. May God use these words. He is pleased by the preaching of the gospel to regenerate sinners. By the word of truth, by his fiat, let there be light. There is light. May God grant light through this brief discourse to bring some poor unbelieving sinner to be awakened, convinced and convicted, and converted to Christ. Until that happens, the truth will arouse your hatred. The gospel, Christ himself, will arouse your hatred against him. May God break this hatred down. He's done it for every true believer, for every man, woman, child is born into this world as a hater of Christ, as a sinner, biased against Christ, dead in sins. This is what it means. And it shows itself until Christ, by his Spirit, regenerates. You must be born again. The truth is not enough. May God bless this and write it in our hearts for his glory. Amen.